because this morning's a very exciting morning. We're baptizing some people. And I was thinking over the last few weeks what baptism is really all about. What are we talking about? Did anybody notice the swimming pool this morning here?
Yeah.
Did anyone see the signs that say you're not allowed to swim in it?
No.
Oh, well, there are some somewhere, I think. We're not supposed to be swimming. But this morning, we're talking about baptism. When I think about baptisms, actually, there's five words. And I'm going to tell you what these five words are that when I think about baptism, I'm going to need some of you to help me, okay? So the first word when I think about baptisms is this. Can you hear it? That's right. It's baptism day. The first word is sorry. And sorry is, the Bible uses a different word. The Bible actually says repent, which is actually a slightly stronger word than sorry. It actually means turn around. Now, can I have someone who can help me this morning? Because I've got a sign which, Ben, are you going to come and help? So the word repent means to turn around. And if you see that sign, that's what you do, okay? So basically, you turn around. So Ben, I want you to just stand that way and then turn around. Okay, great. So that's what repent means. And I don't know about you. Who's good? Who's good here at saying sorry? Who's good at saying sorry? Some people. There's some people here who are good at saying sorry. If we're going to say sorry, we have to recognize that we've done something wrong. And sorry starts with admitting that we've done something wrong. And I don't know about you, but I'm not always that good at admitting I've done something wrong. But baptism, part of it, is saying sorry. Yes, I thought that was an important point. You've got the screen. One of the things we say this morning is that sorry. It's throwing me. One of the things we're saying this morning, we're admitting we've done something wrong and we're saying sorry. So the people baptizing, admitting that they've done some stuff that's wrong and we're saying sorry to God. Okay, it's the first word. The second word is goodbye. Goodbye. So, who else is going to help me? Let's have Chewbacca. This is really Charlie, but some people are wearing Star Wars stickers this morning. So, yes, like you as well, Ben, yes. So here's a sign that says goodbye. And the reason that baptism is all about goodbye is because we're saying that our old self, we're saying goodbye, those people who are getting baptized are saying goodbye to their old self. So 2 Corinthians 5 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. So when we get baptized, people who are getting baptized this morning are saying goodbye to their old selves. And actually, this is very exciting as well. Romans 6 says that when we were joined with Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death, for we died and we were buried with Christ in baptism. So this morning, Joel's old self, Carl's old self, Louise's old self will be, if you like, will be buried in the water when they get baptized. Their old self is gone. We'll say goodbye. Everybody say goodbye. That was good, actually. Let's do it again. Say
goodbye.
Goodbye, old self. And then, of course, once we said goodbye to their old self, then we see a new self, which is really, really exciting. So my third word. So we've said sorry. We turned around. We said goodbye. And that means that the third word is begin, because it's time for a new start. So who's going to come and hold my new start sign? Noah, why don't you come and hold this? Thank you. So this is my new start sign. And I think there's some excellent words which cover this new start thing. And if you just watch the screen for a minute, we've got a short clip with a song. And just listen to the words of this song that are brilliant. Can you see the screen? Yeah.
Your love has opened my eyes. In you
Aren't they? It's a new day, it's a new life, it's a new start for every heart that's found you. And that's one of the things that we celebrate today when we're baptizing these people. So, okay, so we've got, I need someone else. So that's the third word. So the third word is begin. Say begin.
Begin.
Begin. The fourth word is
follow.
Say follow. Okay, so who's going to come and hold this sign for me? Gracie, are you going to come and do it? Okay, so hold that up so that everybody can see it. That's very good. Okay, perfect. So what's follow got to do with being baptized? Basically, this morning, one of the things that's great about being baptized, we do it all together, is that because one of the things the people who are baptized are saying is that they are declaring to us and everybody else that they've decided to follow Jesus. And what does it mean to follow Jesus? It means that we live in line with the things that God wants us to do, and it means that we follow him when he tells us to do certain things. So this morning, for Carl, Louise, and Joel, one of the things that they're doing is they're declaring to us, themselves, and everybody else who wants to know that they've decided to follow Jesus. So the fourth word is?
Follow.
Follow. Okay, very good. The last word, number five, is wet. Okay, so who's going to come and hold the last sign? Grace, do you want to come and hold this for us? That'd be great. Thank you. Fantastic. So can you hold all these signs up one more time for us all, guys? Fantastic. So the word baptism actually means, it's a Greek word, baptizo, I think that's right. It means to dip or submerge. So it means to put things underwater. And that's what we're going to do, obviously, this morning. And there's different ways of being baptized. But do you know what? One of the reasons I love the way that we do baptisms in Ashwood is because we're fully committed, aren't we? There's not just getting a little bit wet. If you're going to get baptized in Ashwood, the good news is that you get completely soaked. And I don't know about you, but as a Christian, I'm really into the whole completely soaked. I like the fully committed version of following Jesus, which is why I think we do baptisms this way. So what we're saying when we get baptized and we're getting fully soaked is we're saying, I'm fully sorry and I'm turning around. I'm fully saying goodbye to my old self. I'm fully ready for a new start. Who's ready for a new start? We're going to follow Jesus. And that means today, if you're getting baptized, getting fully wet. Great. Thanks for your help. Why don't we just thank all these guys here? So I'm going to hand over to Janet, and I think she's going to talk to some special people.
People this morning, otherwise we'd be here till kingdom come. And I'd like my proper dinner later on, even if not just sandwich at lunchtime. And so we always have, as part of our day, the baptism boxes over there, which we invite everybody to make a contribution that wants to. You might want to write a little note of just encouragement to these folks. You might want to write your own prayer. You might want to put a scripture that comes to mind. You might have a prophetic thought or picture. And so when we finish, if you want to write it down and pop it in the appropriate box, and then these guys can go away and read them, not just today, but in weeks to come, in months to come. In some cases, I know, you know, people read them years afterwards and go back and go, whoa, God said that then, and he's saying it to me again, or he said it to me then, just look what's happened. And so it's really, really important, and you can add your weight to what's going on this morning. So without more ado, Joel, do you want to come first as our youngest member? Tom, do you want to come as well at this moment? Oh, have that one as well. It'll save you sharing. Tom's coming as well because Tom's one of Joel's great friends, and he's going to be part of praying for him in a moment. So he's just going to come and we're surrounding Joel. Is that all right? Now, Joel, you've been in church a long time, haven't you? How long do you think that is?
I think it'll be 12 years since I was born.
he was born as part of Ashwood Church. But that doesn't make you a Christian, does it, Joel?
Not yet. No. Nope.
Not then?
Not then, no.
But today, you're getting in that water, declaring you are a Christian. So do you want to tell us how you've got to this day, what's been important?
Well, one of the reasons was when we were coming home from a day with Con Louise, we went to Sherwood Pines for a bike ride, and on the way back, my granddad phoned my dad telling him about how he had to move the baptism. And when I heard the word baptism, I felt God push me, going, yeah, that's your cue to go, yeah, I want to be baptised. And that was when I told my mum and dad that I really did want to be baptised, so here I am.
Great. So can you tell us what's important to you about the baptism?
Just strengthening and developing my relationship with God, and then also putting out a path for the younger ones to give them something to look up to, and I just want to be a role model for those younger ones in the church.
Yeah, and what are you going to do after today?
Try read the Bible more and read some of the words that I think God's going to push me to read, and then pray more in those tough situations when I really do need praying for, and then, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Is there anything else you want to say that I've not asked you the right question for?
Not really.
No, that's fine. It's always a bit tricky when you're asking questions to know whether you've asked the questions that are going to get the answers he wants to give and he's happy to give. That's brilliant, isn't it? I think that's really exciting, isn't it? And I was praying for you, Joel, this week, I was thinking about the fact that I've known you since you were a lump in your mum's tum, and from the... not quite the day you were born, because I don't think I was there then, but I've watched you growing up, and you used to be quite shy, and you would never have wanted to stand here a few years ago, would you? Nope. It was Joel who would have run away rather than stand here. So for me, it's really exciting to watch him growing up and come to this place. And you know, Joel's very fortunate because he's got a big family, all of whom are following Jesus. But today, Joel's making that stand himself. And I think that's a really important place, isn't it? And I to laugh, because whenever I come to baptism, I always look at the names of people, because I think the name is significant. And one of the names that Joel, or one of the books I found that Joel was in, it says that Joel means God is willing. And when I read that, I just had to laugh, because I just heard God go, do you know, Joel, I'm willing. I'm willing to listen to you, to answer you when you pray. I'm willing to use you. I'm willing to take you places you can't see yet, to do things you've no idea yet, and actually to do things that your dad's never done, your granddad's never done, your mum wouldn't want to do, your cousins aren't ever going to think of want to do, because they're specially for you. And I think you can pray with great confidence, and you can walk with great confidence because of what God's promised for you now you've taken this step. So I'm really excited. And I just want to say to you, keep the faith. It was one of those little phrases. Joel, when he was born, started to write in Ashwood News. Some of you missed the Joel's journal that actually his dad, on Joel's behalf, used to write, from Joel's perspective, little thoughts on life. And at the end of each journal, Joel used to write, keep the faith. And I think that's the word to speak to you today. Yep. Okay, so shall we join together and pray? Do you want to pass that to Tom, then Tom can pray first, then I'll pray after.
Dear Lord, today I'm praying for Joel in your name, Lord. And I'm praying that you'll just guide him on his journey that you've planned out for him, Lord. And that today you'll just fill him up with your Holy Spirit, ready for that journey to spread your word in your name. Amen.
Yes, Father, we just pray that as you're willing, I just pray for Joel to continue with the willingness to follow you, to listen to you, to do those things that you've called him to do, even when they're perhaps slightly scary, or perhaps he knows has done them before, or he's going beyond where he's been before, but that he just be able to be in that place of trusting you, because you've said you're walking with him and you're with him and you want to use him, and therefore he can trust you to take him and help him and guide him. So as he goes into this water, we just pray that you'll bless him and encourage him and set the past in the past and help him to step into that new place with you. I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, Joel. Thanks, Tom. Right, Louise, do you want to come and join me? Yes, it's much easier if you do.
Okay. You don't have to shout that way.
So, Louise, you've not been in the church quite so long as Joel, have you?
No.
Nope. Would you want to tell us sort of how you came to find us and be part of our family?
I'll blame Kirsty.
As she knows that word. Kirsty.
Well, I got to know the church and the people in the church through... Charlie and Noah became friends at school. Got talking to Kirsty, who then asked if we wanted to help with Gazoo that she was starting up. I said yes, not knowing exactly what it entailed, really. Just, oh, we're going to start this kids group. Would you be involved? Oh, yeah, that's fine. I work with kids and whatever. So we started doing that. And then... Abigail decided she wanted to start coming to church, so we used to drop Abigail off at church, pick her up after, sometimes pop in for a cup of tea afterwards. I suppose that's how we kind of got to know the people in Ashwood.
Yeah. And so you're here today ready to be baptised and declaring you're going to follow Jesus.
Yeah.
So what's happened in between? Is that too difficult a question?
Well, I think a big part of it is getting to know everybody who is involved in Ashwood, even if it's people I don't really speak to. But everybody here, I would say, has had a massive part of me to do with me being here. Everybody, even people I don't really speak to on a daily basis, but everybody here has just made a massive impact on my life, I would say.
Yep. So what does baptism mean to you?
I've been going through this over my mind and thinking, what's the right answer?
And
there's obvious answers, yes, I want to. But I just thought, if my life has changed this much, just coming to Ashwood before baptism, I just thought, imagine what it's going to happen after. That's just what I thought would be.
Yeah, that's good.
That wasn't rehearsed.
No, we had a conversation about this and she said she didn't really know what to say.
I'm just going to go with what...
So I'm hoping I'm asking the right questions. Is there anything else you want to add? Anything else we should ask, Claire?
No? I can't think of anything.
No, fine, right. Well, we'll pray for her in a minute. But actually, as I was praying for you this week, the thing I kept thinking about was, and the phrase that I came to was, still waters run deep. Because we see in Louise, she's... calm and relaxed, and you don't see much of what's going on underneath. Well, we don't, you know. And it reminded me of a moment when I went to France actually it's about 12 years ago now, with Pam and Gary. And they took us to Avignon one day, into the mountains. Well, I don't know, mountains. Are they mountains? They're hills, quite big hills. And we went up into, above Avignon, to where the river began. And we went because one of their friends had said that we needed to go on that day. Because at this point in the hillside, the rocks are like a sheer rock face in front of you, about 100 metres or so, something like that, quite tall, and just sheer rock face. And at the bottom of it, on this day, was this quite large pool of water. And that the only ripple that I could see on this water was just at round a tree trunk at the edge. And that was the only sign of any water, any movement. But Gary said that the pool was about 33 metres deep or something. I think when I read it, 133 metres deep, sorry, I hope to get this right, 133 metres deep, that you couldn't see where the water came into this pool because the water came from under the ground and was coming up into it. And so you stand there and look at this and go, this pool's that deep, there's water coming out of the ground that's running off the hills under the ground and coming up, but there is not a movement on the top of the water. And actually I've got a photograph that I'm going to try and scan in for you, that you can see the clear reflection of the trees on the other side on the water. It's that still. But as we stood there, that was what you saw if you looked like that way. If you literally just turned this way, there was the most torrential waterfall pouring down the mountain. And there was, I can't remember again the figures, but a huge, huge amount of water tumbling out of this pool continually as we stood there. But you turned back again and there wasn't a ripple at all in this water. And I just think that is that says to me something about who you are. That there's, people might not see much. There's at one level of movement, and yet there's this huge power that is growing in you of God's love and God's Holy Spirit. That then there's going to come that moment. It's going to tumble out over the water, down the rocks, and over the waterfall, and will be an incredible sight. But actually, it's very powerful. And I think one of the ways that's going to show itself in how you love people, because I think I felt you've got a real huge capacity to love, that you might go, oh, I can't do that, but God's going to increase it and increase it. And I just want to encourage you to keep being you, because I think it's there.
I wouldn't be here if obviously Kirsty didn't believe something in me in the first place. And for those of you who initially thought me being in Gazoo was not the right thing to do because I wasn't a Christian, then obviously you were wrong, because look where it's led to me being there. So that's how we get to know, you know, we didn't, you know, so that's brought me here.
Yeah, well, very glad she did that.
So am I.
Right, shall we pray then? Do you want to pass that to...
Just before we pray, since you asked me to pray for you today, I was like, yeah, I'd love to. But I've been praying for you each and every day on my drive to work, and when I've not been at work, wherever, and driving on my own. And I just felt God saying that you look upon your life as small and simple, but this in God's eyes equals huge impacts on lives and communicating to non-Christians in terms that they completely understand. I feel God saying to you, Louise, you may feel like a small fish in a huge sea, but you are the blossom on the flowers. Your beauty and inner sensitivity gives you such a gentle servant heart. God is going to use you in ways you've never imagined possible. Take the time to listen, spend quiet time, and always ask, what have you got next for me? In your baptism, I feel it's like a bit like your promotion at work. You've got a new level of new responsibilities, but in your walk with God, it's your old self buried and your new you arises from the water, and you will be radiant. People will see a glow around you, and just be prepared to answer questions as people notice that there's something different in you. Stay true to God always, and he will show you mighty things.
Brilliant. So should we just do you want to just pray and then?
Lord, I just thank you for this huge privilege of being an on this journey with Louise. And Lord, I thank you that she's such a huge part of this church. And Lord, I pray that as she goes in this water, that she dies to her old self and just rises up new in you. Lord, I pray for that inner beauty to just shine out so radiant, Lord God, that she will be walking along the street and people will see her and go, I want some of that. But Lord, there's only you that can do that. And just as you've done it in Louise, Lord, I pray that she will be that centre point for other people. But Lord, I pray that you'll bless her this morning, fill her with your Holy Spirit, and just let her know that we love her very much, just like you do, and that we are here to support her in everything she does. But thank you for it, and thank you for the steps she's took this morning. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Father, and we thank you that as she goes into that water, that there is the new start. There's a, but it's not a completely new start because she's walking with you already. But we pray that as she comes out of that water today, there will be a freshness, a newness that she will recognise, and that depth that we already recognise in her, that you'll go deeper in her, that you'll go wider, that you will touch her with so much with your power and your love, that it won't just affect Louise and her family or even just us here in this room, but actually it will affect each and every person she meets and ripples far beyond that. So bless her and encourage her, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Louise. Thank you, Emma. I'll have the microphone before you run away. Thank you. Okay, Carl, who looks more worried than he's ever looked when he's been invited to stand up here.
Don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Oh, dear. I'm not that bad, am I?
It's a bit emotional.
No, it's not me. So, Carl, you've obviously been here about as long as Louise.
No, I don't have to say anything. She said it all. It's exactly the same story.
I'm sure you've got a few other things to say.
No, apparently I talk too much, so I'm not going to say much.
But we love it. It's good. We'd like to hear it. So would you like to tell us why you've come to this point?
Why have I come to this point?
Yeah, well, have you got to this point?
Well, pretty much the same as Louise, really. The initial meeting point was Charlie and Noah. And really, I'd like to get Kirsty out, if that's all right. Can I have Kirsty? Yeah. Kirsty.
Kirsty.
Because believe it or not, well, believe it, this is one amazing woman. Like Louise said, she invited us to the church, got us involved in Gazoo, and she bucked the trend. We know a lot of people didn't like the thought of non-Christian people, you know, doing stuff like Gazoo, but she fought against that, and it just goes to prove that doesn't matter who it is. You know, non-Christians, this is the way we get them involved in the church. You know, we need to do it more. And we can't thank her enough for this. She was the catalyst for all this, what's happening now, everything that's happened in our lives. I'm going to start crying as well. I use my old phone as a alarm clock. And I was looking at old messages. And I've got a file stalled called Inspirational, and it holds any messages that have been sent in the past to me are inspirational, and one of them was from Kirsty. I'd had a really bad day in work, the worst I've ever had in my life. I nearly walked out, it was that bad. I'd had a big blowout with the team leader. I was ready to punch him, to be honest, and I was just going to leave. I just had enough. I was at my lowest ebb. And I thought, you know, it's not going to get better. On the way home, I used to have my phone in a dock next to the steering wheel. And as I was driving up the M1, my phone flashed up. And I just pressed message, because I seen it was message. I know you shouldn't, but I just felt as though I had to. And it was from Kirsty, and this is what it said. It said, "Do you know what, mate? I've had a feeling tonight that I need to pray for you and your job." And I thought, well, that couldn't have come at any better time at all. and it was just amazing. And this woman is amazing because, like I said, without her, we wouldn't be here today. So really, I want to use this moment to thank you, Kirsty. Right. Sorry.
<Okay. laughs>
So that was the main catalyst, Kirsty. And obviously, like Louise said, everybody else in Ashwood Church, you've all touched our lives in one way or another. So I'd like to thank you all as well. So if you can give yourselves a big round of applause. You're all amazing. Ask me another question.
So what's significant about baptism for you today?
Well, I feel as though I've come away a long way already since declaring that I want to follow Jesus. But I think this is going to take me to the next level. I'm going to get in that pool and come out, obviously, a new person. It's going to get rid of any of the bad stuff that's left in me, which hopefully there's not much of. A couple of little things.
I was
like
a bit worried about muddying the waters.
Yeah, something like that. There's a couple of health issues that I'd like to leave in there as well. One, which I'd like to leave in there, if that's all right. But I just, it is the next step. And after this, and like with Louise, it's going to be move on to the next level. Because I feel God's blessed me so much so far in my life. It is crazy, absolutely crazy. And I know he's done certain things for certain reasons. And I'm waiting for him to tell me what's next. Yeah. Let's have it.
That's good then, isn't it? All right, well, shall we pray? Matt, are you praying? Or Graham? I don't know. Don't know who was. Well, you both can.
You can. I can't remember who it was. Says it's me. Okay.
Father, Kyoboranasa Chanta. Father, I thank you for Carl and all that what we're doing this morning stands for. I pray your blessing upon him. I pray you will answer his prayers. And thank you, Lord, that he's prepared himself to go into the water by asking you for things. And in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Holy Spirit, release your power upon him, even now, and do as he's asked, I pray. And Lord, we are expecting great things of his future, and we thank you that there are people watching and that others will come to know you because he has been obedient to your call. Release your blessing upon him right now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
I think as I pray for Carl this morning, I'm really excited. And I think it's interesting what Carl and Louise have said about the way that they enter the church. Don't you find that interesting that they arrived on the scene willing to help and willing to be a part of something? And I think it was an interesting but an exciting way that they arrived on the scene. I think it's worth saying that as they did arrive and they helped out with the stuff with our young people, it was great to get them serving. What we weren't asking them to do at that point was to teach the Bible to them and to prophesy over them and all that kind of thing, because obviously that wouldn't be appropriate. But it was really exciting to have you guys involved. And, you know, you should have seen Carl and Louise, particularly Carl, jumping around and doing crazy games and all kinds of stuff. It really was, you know, an interesting entrance into our family as church together. And as I was praying for you, Carl, I got this. I was really thinking about this scripture in Matthew 5, and it's part of our banner up there. It says this: here's another way to put it. You're to be light, bringing out the God colours in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'd hide you under a bucket, do you? God's not hiding you under a bucket, Carl. Right. I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop on a light stand, shine from the inside out. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. And I think this morning what I'm praying for you is that as you get to know more of this generous Father in heaven, I just feel the word for you, you're already this, but you're a generous person. And God is going to use your generosity in all kinds of different ways to open up God opportunities to other people as well. So that's what I want to pray today. This will go in your baptism box. So Father, I thank you. Why don't we all just reach out to Carl. Father, we thank you for Carl this morning, and we thank you that as he takes this step today, as he takes this decision to follow you, that you're ready to pour into his life. I thank you for his generosity. I thank you for the spirit within him, which is one of generosity, wanting to serve, wanting to give to others, wanting to put others before himself. And I thank you too, Lord, that he's a light that's ready to shine. I thank you that he's desperate to shine sometimes, and he has such a passion within him, Father. And today is a day for standing on the light stand, Carl. Today is a day for allowing God to shine through you. And as you go into the water today, something of you will be dying and more of God will be coming to light. And so as I pray for light that in your life, that's going to shine even brighter as a result of the baptism today. And I thank you, Father. We pray a blessing on Carl in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's brilliant. I'm sure, as we've heard them talk, you can sit down now, Carl, unless you've got anything else to say. No? As we've heard them talking, we've been praying, there have been scriptures come to mind, there's been a thought, you thought, oh, I'd like to pray that. Don't lose it, but write it down at the end.